This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is KT McFarland. She served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for President Reagan, also served in the Nixon and Ford administrations, and she's currently a national security analyst for the Fox News Channel. She's also visited Afghanistan recently, and we want to get her insights on reports that the Karzai government, as well as certain elements of the Taliban, are engaging in secret negotiations hoping to bring an end to the war. We also want to get her thoughts on the terrorist attacks on convoys headed into Afghanistan, bringing much-needed supplies to U.S. and NATO forces. And KT, it's always great to have you with us.
Pleasure.
Well, obviously, there are different elements of the Taliban. We know there's some more moderate, some obviously much more radical. As you hear reports of the Karzai government and at least some of these elements coming together, reason for hope or just kind of a charade, basically?
No, I think that General Petraeus has made it very clear that the solution in Afghanistan is not going to be a war that we win in a traditional way, but it's going to be a negotiated solution. So the fact that they are talking to each other, I think, is very good news. The fact that they're talking to each other is probably less good news, because this is a situation where it would be far better for them to talk to each other, and then once they've got something hammered out, then bring it public, because as to talk about it publicly while it's still in its initial stages probably makes it more complicated. When I was in Afghanistan, it was pretty clear that when we talk about the Taliban and Al-Qaeda as if it's one big group, it's not. Al-Qaeda is separate from the Taliban, although related. There are a number of Taliban groups. There is the Pakistani Taliban, there's the Afghan Taliban, there are a lot of militias that are affiliated with the Taliban, but they're more tribal than anything. And this is hopefully it's an effort that's similar to what General Petraeus did in Iraq, where he was able to peel off one by one by one, by tribe, leader by leader, groups that were fighting against us and bring them over to our side to fight with us against the remaining irreconcilable groups. So I think it's good news from our point of view, and it's essential for the Karzai government, because you know the United States is going to leave. This is not going to be an indefinite commitment. And when the United States leaves, the Taliban and forces allied against the Karzai government will make their move. So it's important for Karzai now to make whatever peace he can with those groups, so then upon our departure that they will be able to govern in some kind of a coalition fashion.
Given the disparate elements of the Taliban, all these different groups you mentioned, even if he can strike a deal with the bulk of them, is it possible to believe that the most radical elements could be either brought into the fold or rendered irrelevant?
It depends on how many you're talking about. I mean, the whole thing about we have to get back to basics. What is our goal in Afghanistan? You know, what is the U.S. strategic interest? Not what's Pakistan's interest, what's Afghanistan's interest, what's Karzai's interest, but what's America's interest? Well, our interest is a stable Afghanistan and an Al-Qaeda that is not in Afghanistan. Our interest as well is in Pakistan and an Al-Qaeda that is surrounded, contained, destroyed, but also a Pakistan that's stable enough so that we don't have to fear its 100 nuclear weapons falling into the hands of terrorists. And so none of those conditions and none of those interests, strategic interests of the United States, means that we can't have a negotiated solution with the Taliban in Afghanistan.
We're talking with KT McFarland, former Pentagon official. She's now national security analyst with the Fox News Channel. And KT, what would be a sign down the road here? We just mentioned a moment ago that they're talking about talking. What would be a convincing sign to you that some real progress, some real negotiations are happening?
Well, that there would be certain areas of Afghanistan where the Taliban that we are fighting either lay down their arms, or what you'll see is not so much an agreement where everybody shakes hands and they lay down their arms as much as you'll see the fighting stop. And that will be the critical part. The other thing will be, though, the United States and Afghanistan government's relations with Pakistan. Pakistan has been the key throughout. That's where Al-Qaeda is. That's where a lot of the Taliban is headquartered. The Taliban groups are, some of them want to come back to Afghanistan and threaten the Afghan government. But there's a good number of Taliban in Pakistan that don't really care about Afghanistan. Their goal is to destabilize the Pakistani government, and that's what our real strategic interest is. You know, Pakistan has 100 nuclear weapons. Pakistan is the country that all international terrorist groups seem to somehow have a link with Pakistan. It's where a lot of the training camps are. So it's in our interest to not just have a relationship and a stable Afghanistan, but it's also important to us to have a stable Pakistan.
KT, we've also seen, especially in recent days, these attacks by radicals against convoys headed from Pakistan to Afghanistan. How big of a problem is this with these supplies getting destroyed, and how do we stop it?
Well, it is a crucial problem because our forces in Afghanistan have to be resupplied from someplace. And in Afghanistan, there are a number of limiting factors. There are not a lot of roads. It's a landlocked country. It's surrounded by mountains. And the way to get equipment and resupply into Afghanistan is either by air from airports that are in Pakistan or in the countries in the stands to the north, or it comes through convoys from Pakistan. And so the supply routes, you know, throughout military history, supply routes have been critical, whether it's Napoleon invading Russia, whether it's Hitler in the Soviet Union, and whether it's the United States trying to get supplies through Pakistan into Afghanistan. So those routes are critical, and I don't think that we can assume that they will be clear and safe without the cooperation and participation of the Pakistani government officially, unofficially, through its various instruments, which are either connected to the Pakistani intelligence services or not.
Are you confident that the Pakistanis will do what's necessary to free those back up?
Well, I think that's the big question. You know, the Pakistanis have been playing both sides in this situation since September 11th. On one hand, they're fighting with us and helping us to defeat the insurgents in Afghanistan. But on the other hand, a lot of the Taliban was created by the Pakistani government, and now initially created by them as a militia, a military, irregular military force, terrorist force to fight in Kashmir against the Indians, and also to fight against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan in the 1980s. But Pakistanis, having created them, have long and close ties with some of them. And the other thing is that Afghanistan, you know, when the United States, when NATO forces leave, Pakistan looks at Afghanistan and says, gee, whatever happens in Afghanistan, we want to make sure it's a government and a country that doesn't give us any problems, certainly a country that's not allied with India, and a country which we can count on to be either weak or to do our own bidding, which is why Afghanistan, it becomes critical for Pakistan. Not really because there's any trade there, there's nothing there of any great interest except the strategic depth.
KT, certainly a major challenge in addition to the glimmer of hope we talked about earlier. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
KT McFarland served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for President Reagan. She also served Presidents Nixon and Ford. She's now a National Security Analyst with the Fox News Channel. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.